Usually when I do an interview, I'm the one asking the questions. But when I sat down with writer Douglas Copeland, he had some questions for me.
Have you ever tried to get rid of a body?
Not a human body, no. Some I was unqualified to answer.
Why do different parts of the body taste different? Why does liver taste like liver, and why does tongue taste like tongue?
And for some reason, this.
Have you ever done a musical?
Like high school kind of stuff.
I can't say.
I like karaoke.
I live in fear of karaoke. My God, we're digressing. Okay.
Digressing from our real topic, Copeland's new novel. It's called Worst Person Ever. It's a profane and shocking book that centers around a completely loathsome individual named Raymond Gunt.
Okay, imagine there was this really bitter English guy who had Tourette's and swore all the time, except he doesn't have Tourette's. He just swears a lot, like a lot, to the point where it almost becomes like performance art.
Raymond is struggling to pay off debt he's acquired, making bad decisions in his miserable life. So he ends up taking a job as a cameraman on a remote island for a reality show.
Which is an extremely thinly veiled version of Survivor, which is a show I love, by the way.
Raymond has no idea what he's getting into. He also has no clue that he really is the worst person ever.
Of course, he thinks of himself as being like Jason Bourne, except he doesn't have a chin over the course of the book. Every woman he's ever really done wrong in his life magically appears one by one until they're all, and hope this doesn't spoil things, trapped on an island together.
Right. And Raymond, as you said, he doesn't really think he's done anyone wrong. He tends to blame the world for what happens to him.
Oh, no, he thinks he's a fine, upstanding citizen, you know. Oh, by the way, now, I just realized I would like you to say, if you could, right now, that you found the book funny.
I found the book hilarious. I laughed out loud a bunch of times.
I wanted to, like, leverage that it was funny out of you, because books editors can do this really naughty thing where they take a book and they give it to the complete wrong person to review it, which means a great review, but it just makes life difficult for the person on the receiving end.
It was hilarious. I don't remember the last time I read a novel and laughed out loud so many times.
Music to my ears. Okay.
But I let me tell you, though, that while it was hilarious and while I literally couldn't put it down.
You were entertained against your will.
I was entertained. Well, maybe there's part of that, because I don't quite know how I feel about this book. which meaning that it's hilarious, but it's 300 pages of vulgarity, almost without lapse.
I try and taunt myself as things progress.
Do you think it's an unfair description?
My editor did say, like, well, can Raymond just have Tourette's? And that way it becomes cute and funny. It's like, no, he's just English, and this is what he does.
You know, I've already seen some reviews of this book, and you've been attacked for it, because Raymond comes across, at least, as misogynist and homophobic and misanthropic and, yeah, all these horrible things. And I don't know a lot about you, but just from what you've written and things you've said, I don't think that you're those things.
Well, that's sort of like, but, like, is Angela Lansbury an axe murderer?
Right.
It's the thing about characters, and this is weird, and I've been doing this for 14 books now, is you start writing a book, and then about a quarter of the way in, usually, the characters basically write the book itself, and you're just sitting there channeling it. And so in the case of Raymond, dum-da-dum-da-dum, like, oh my God, I can't believe he just did that. Wait, technically I just did that, didn't I? What's going on here? And that was, of all the characters I've done, he's the one that I don't know where he came from or whatever. He's just like, bleh.
In a way, I find that comforting, because if you were here telling me that, oh yeah, Raymond, I know that guy, I'd be a bit concerned.
I have no idea where, that's characters in general.
Well, you're a literary writer, and again, I couldn't close this book. I felt like there's a point to this, but it's not like, there's no redemption.
There's no socially redeeming value whatsoever. Every book I do is different from the ones that preceded it. Everything new should offer some chance to change the reader in some way. And with this book, kind of want you to feel like, what would it be like to be hit from fire hoses from seven different directions at full blast, and then they turn off, and you're sort of standing there kind of like tingly and little cartoon stars sort of flying around the top of your head. And one of the reasons I wrote the book is just because things have been sort of grim in a lot of ways, and there's sort of this epidemic of earnestness, and why not just go against that trend and write something that might actually damage a person's soul if they read it?
So, thank you for damaging my soul.
The opposite. What's the opposite of a vitamin? It's like, It's like a
detriment? Or
no, it's like one of those hamburgers that has like chicken with like two meat patties as a bun. It is that.
Douglas Copeland, it's been a wild pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Douglas Copeland's new novel is called Worst Person Ever.